Blog Talk Radio.
Hotep, what's up? How are you? And welcome to Worthy Enterprises Blog Talk Radio Show. It is Sunday, which is often for many of us a day of reflection and relaxation, hopefully, and some peace and some good food and some relaxation with your family. So we hope that this Sunday has held all of those things for you. We're happy to be back with you. We're happy to be back sharing space with our listeners, and happy to offer what Spirit offers to us in the form of these shows. And we look forward to having a good season with you as we think about the mission and the vision of the work of I Am Worthy. We endeavor to celebrate, educate, heal, and affirm women specifically. However, we know that we don't live in a monogendered society, and we appreciate and give thanks for all of the men who are supportive of this work, who are fans of this work, who are allies to us as women. And so we know that we invite you into this space as well. It's been a while since we've been together. When I looked at the archives for the show, I think it's been since July or August since we posted, or since we've done a show. I think that's really reflective of what the last year has been like on this end, full of exciting and wonderful things and really challenging things as well. So as we thought about the fact that we are 7 days outside of the restart for the second month of the new year, right? Can imagine that. It's already February almost. And I was thinking this morning about all of the affirmations that not only myself but other people make at the beginning of a new year, and all of the things that we aspire to do and all of the things that we are inspired to do. I began to think about How useful is that, right? How useful is it to frame the beginning of the year, of the new year, as a new me, a new you? Because the reality is, and this is my opinion, the reality is that I am the same woman. I am the same woman. You are the same individual. You are the same person. But what do you really want is to be more attuned, more in tune, and more powerful as you proceed through the year. And so then I started thinking about, well, what gets us there, right? What gets us there, and how do we frame this space for us in a way that's healthy, and we're not judging ourselves, and that we're not challenged by reaching expectations that are not completely realistic. And so there are a couple of things that I wanted us to think about as we think about what we're calling a 7-day reset, right? So we're going to spend the next 7 days together in a few spaces virtually and think about the ways in which we can reset these next 7 days as we go into February, a second year, the second day, the second month. It's late, the second month of the new year already. As we go into February, we go into February being grounded. We go into February being clear. We go into February with the aspiration of being our most powerful self or our more powerful self as we proceed throughout this year, open to all the lessons that the Creator and the ancestors have for us, open to all the possibilities that life and the life lessons will have for us, and ready to meet those rites of passages that we will have that sometimes people call challenges. But I think those moments really are better framed for me as rites of passage. Ready to meet those rites of passage with clarity and with composure and with graciousness and also with gratitude. Because when those challenging things happen in our lives, they come to teach us. They don't come to punish us. They don't come to create havoc or chaos in our life, but they really do come to teach us. And so when we are able to be in spaces that are clear and grounded and filled with gratitude, then we can then begin to view those challenges as what they are in terms of rites of passages and really begin to process, what does this come to teach me? And then learn the lesson, and then you're released from that rite of passage. You graduate, if you will, and you're able to move on. So we're doing a 7-day reset collectively. We are spending the next 7 days together in this space, on our Facebook page, on our webpage, to really kind of dig in and think about how can we make these next 7 days count for pushing us forward into February and pushing us forward through the new year, 2015 already. Our opening song this evening was Angelique Kidjo, Black, from the Black Ivory Soul album, and the song was Bahia, right? And I think that's a good connect relative to our day one piece around our 7-day reset as we think about reconnecting to our ancestors, reconnecting and celebrating our heritage and our history. And Bahia is one of those places in the diaspora that many of our ancestors either spent some time or spent some time, and some folks stayed and some folks came further on down. And Bahia has a rich African heritage that still exists in that space today. So we thought that was a good connect for us. So we had a couple of suggestions as we thought about the ways in which you could have your 7-day reset be effective for you. The first thing is really celebrating and reconnecting to your own legacy, your own heritage, that which is in your family line. Secondly, number two, it's like you need to move your body and move your body in ways that pushes you, that stretches you, because our physical selves, not moving your body with the intention of losing weight. Everybody has a lose weight thing as their New Year's resolution. We're not talking about that. We're talking about being comfortable in your own skin and moving your body in ways that are both celebratory for you and also giving you the option to explore peaceful spaces within your body. So whether it's yoga, Pilates, whether it is dancing in your den, in your bedroom, in your bathroom, in ways that release things from your spirit and from your body, whatever it is. But move your body, taking a walk outside, but do something to move your body, right? Because that shakes our cells up, it changes our breathing pattern, and it allows us to be able to think and process in different ways. Being of service, when we allow ourselves to be in a humble space and to serve others, we are reminded, one, that there are always going to be people who have less than us and are in worse situations than we are. And so we're not being in service as a moment to say, ooh, I've got it good, but really to be clear about what could be. My grandmother would say, but for grace there go I. And so there are moments sometimes when we think things are really bad for us, and we have to step back and take a look. So being in service to our elders, being in service to our young people, spending some time in a homeless shelter. It's been so cold these last few weeks, and so there are many people who are without homes. And so when we connect to their humanity, their stories, being of service to a domestic violence shelter, whatever it is that you choose to do, whatever it is that your spirit chooses to do, be of service so you can get out of your own head and so you can really, coin a cliche, you can really begin to count your blessings. I want you to expect the improbable, the impossible, and the miraculous in these next 7 days. I want you to look at the world with wonder. Open your eyes to all that could be, because you never, ever know what's around the corner for you. You never, ever know. I want to encourage you to forgive yourself and to forgive other people. That's always a tall order because we often live our lives in ways that have us kind of sweep over things that have offended us, or the ways that we've offended ourselves, or the ways that we've offended other people. And we don't take the time to dig in and be transparent and open our hearts to really deal with what's going on there. But for the 7-day reset, you got to turn the key. You have to forgive yourself and forgive other people. And forgiving yourself is equally as important as forgiving other people. We want you to let a little love in. Let a little love in. And I have to be reminded of this very often because I live a very guarded life. But there's so much love around us, and not just romantic or eros love, right? But let some agape love into your life. Let some brotherly and sisterly love into your life. Allow yourself to be in love with yourself, and allow yourself to be lovable with your partner, with your neighbors, with your friends, with your family. Let some love in these next 7 days. And then finally, I want you to align your actions with your worth. I want you to align your actions, what you do, with your worth. Not with your paycheck, not with your checking account, not with your job or your level of education, but really align your actions, what you're doing every day, with your worth, and really begin to examine what you believe you are worth. Because at the end of the day, it is how you show up in the world that teaches the world how to treat you. And so if you're showing up in ways, or if you're being treated in ways that feels less than honorable, or that feels that you feel like people don't appreciate you or people don't value you, I want to encourage you to check in and see how you're presenting yourself to the world, right? How are you presenting yourself to the world? So those are the 7 things that we're going to focus on over the next 7 days. And tonight's conversation, or tonight's topic, is this idea of celebrating and connecting to your ancestry. So recently I rewatched the film Daughters of the Dust by the incredible Julie Dash. If you have not seen Daughters of the Dust, I want to encourage you to watch it, and watch it with your families, and watch it with your friends, and watch it in your sister circle. It is such an incredibly beautiful film, but also With every viewing of it, I am reminded of how much our ancestors give to us and can give to us. And there are two lines specifically at the beginning of the film where Nana Pazant, who is the elder, the matriarch of this Gullah family on the Sea Islands of South Carolina, and she is in the cemetery, taking care of the cemetery and taking care of the grave sites. And she's talking to her great-grandson, and she says to him that we are the children of those who chose to survive. And every time I hear that, there's something that moves through me, and I understand in a deeper way that my existence in 2015, your existence in 2015, is all predicated on the fact that there were folks on ships and on plantations and in holding places around the world who made a very distinct choice to survive. Because death was always an option. Death was always an option. And so the fact that we come from folk who could make that decision in the face of all the horror that stood before them, in face of all the unknowable things that were in front of them, they chose life over and over and over again, generation after generation after generation, so that we could be here in 2015 to make choices about our own lives. That is humbling, and it is it evokes in me the fact that we owe those folk. So be clear about who you are. You are the child. We are the children of those who chose to survive. There's another line in that movie, and she says that it is the responsibility of the living to connect with the dead. So the dead don't have to do anything for us. Our ancestors really don't owe us anything, right? They have paid many, many debts on our behalf. And so it is our responsibility to reconnect with them. It's our responsibility to call their names. It's our responsibility to give them light. It's our responsibility to have a better understanding of who they were in the world and make sure that the generations that follow us have an understanding of that. So if you think about those two quotes specifically and this idea of celebrating your heritage and your legacy, there's also a piece around, you know what, the more we know about our ancestors, the more we begin to understand the things that we have in common with them, and then we're able to look at the way they lived out their lives and understand that when we're challenged, there are things that we can get through, that when they were successful in business, that means that we too could be successful in business. If they had successful marriages, that means we too can have successful marriages. If they were good parents, then yes, we too can be good parents because we share not just their biology but their genealogy. And for me, the difference between biology and genealogy is that there's a spirit that exists within genealogy. There are values and standards that are passed down from generation to generation in a genealogical experience, right? That it's not just that we share the same DNA, but we share the same values, we share the same ethos, if you will. And so it's our responsibility to have a better understanding of those things. And as we begin the 7-day reset, I want you to begin with your people in mind. You know, who were the people in your family? What were they able to accomplish? And that allows us to really be centered and grounded and move through some of the challenges that we have. Do we all have challenging family members in our ancestral lines? Of course we do. But do we all also have brilliant and accomplished people in our family lines? Of course we do, right? There's always a balance in those things. So if you don't know about the people in your family, have a conversation with an elder. So get them to tell you about who, ask them, so who do I remind you of? I guarantee you they will have a story for you, right? I guarantee you those elders have looked at you and said, You know what? She acts just like so and so. Or you know what? He acts just like so and so. Or you know, when he looks like that, that reminds me of so and so. I guarantee you that would happen. They don't always express those things to us. Those things are always going through their mind. What are some ways in which you can begin to celebrate to your heritage and to your legacy? A really simple thing is to say your names as a, say their names as a part of your morning prayers. You know, whether you are on your knees in the morning or whether you are in the shower as you pray or whether you are in front of your shrine or a shrine of some sort, simply say their names because there's power in our tongues, right? Our elders will say that life and death rest in the power of the tongue. And so simply sending that vibration out into the universe, that vibration of their names creates some reciprocal things in the heavens, right? Because they then, oh, what is that? Is that my child? Oh, okay, calling my name this morning. Let me pay attention to what he or she needs or wants from me today. How can I be an agent for them in the heavens today? So incorporate their names, right, as a part of your morning prayers. Be a source of healing for your family. Earlier in our conversation, we talked about this idea, this quote from Daughters of the Dust and Nana Pazant saying to her children that, you know what, we're the children of those who chose to survive. And when we really have an understanding of that, we know that the things that sometimes become a source of pain or discomfort or even anger for us and our families really aren't that deep. They really are sometimes very petty. Now, sometimes there are challenging spaces within our family structures that have to be addressed in other ways, but maybe 6 times out of 10, we're just dealing with petty behavior. And so how can you be an agent of healing for your family? And if you're able to be an agent of healing for your family, imagine the rippling effect that will have, not only in your life, but in the life of other family members. And that also changes your positioning in your family as well, right? Because people will begin to view you in a new light. So how can you be a source of healing for your family? And if there's some wounds that are beyond you know, dual reconciliation, both parties really reconciling, then how can you heal up and not carry those wounds anymore? How can you heal up and not carry those wounds anymore? Another way of connecting and celebrating your heritage and your legacy is to research the lives of your ancestors and learn what they did, who they were. There are very often lessons that can help us in our own journeys. And when we are able to unearth or release those lessons, then we can kind of connect in a deeper way to our own divine possibilities. We're doing a 7-day reset. Forget what you did or did not do in January, because January is almost done. And I would even say, forget the resolutions. Really think about the intention and affirming how you can be your best self, more powerful, more tuned, more clear, more grounded, more at peace in 2015. And then the last thing you can do as you think about reconnecting to your ancestors and reconnecting to your heritage and your legacy is creating space in your home. We have space in our homes for everything else, right? Creating a space in your home that can become for you this portal for healing. And so fresh water, some light, some flowers. If you have pictures of your ancestors, put those things there. And go there when you want to talk to them. A lot of us are cemetery visitors. I probably visit cemeteries more than most. And I stand there and I talk to my father, to my grandmother. as if they were standing there with me. And I always feel better when I leave, and I always feel like I have in some ways heard from them on the matters that I've brought to them. So create that kind of opportunity and gifting for yourself in your home or in some family communal space. It's important to do those things. So as we look at the possibilities of 2015, we want you to have a strong and beautiful and powerful and loving and joyful year. We want abundance and prosperity for you and for those around you. We thank you for supporting this work. We thank you for the opportunity to share the things that Spirit gives to us, and we hope that those things will be enlightening and empowering for you. We're going to see you on, or talk to you. I always feel like I'm with you. We're going to talk to you on tomorrow, I think at 4 o'clock, as we talk about day 2, which is of our 7-day reset, which is moving our bodies and what that can do for us and what that needs to do for us. And then we're going to be each day 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. So you can check out our Facebook page to see when we will be in this virtual space. And we will keep you posted as to the events that are happening with I Am Worthy in our local community and in our virtual spaces. Have a wonderful, powerful week, and enjoy yourselves, and celebrate that which has been given to you, and await with great anticipation that which is coming to you, because it is on its way. All right, we're going to go out this evening with a song by Angelique Kidjo again. The song is entitled Tumba. It is wonderful. Peace and blessings. Thank you for listening. Take care and be well.